Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us. Thank you for being with us on the program today. Well, what started out as demonstration of rhythm and poetry for his then 7-year-old daughter turned into a children's picture book for author Nori Charles, our guest on today's This Week in America, beautifully illustrated. The saga of Moby Beast, or The Redemption of Sir Robert, follows the adventures of Sir Robert as he overcomes his personal struggles and demons while searching for the miller's daughter who was captured by a beast. Nori is talking to us today from New Zealand, where he lives with his wife. He has a daughter, 6 nephews, 3 nieces, 4 grandnieces, and 5 grandnephews. Nori Charles, the author of The Saga of Moby Beast, or The Redemption of Sir Robert, with us on This Week in America. Nori, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Thank you, Rick.
I am really looking forward to talking about this book. It is really so well done. I mentioned beautifully illustrated. We'll talk about that in a second. It's interesting how this whole project got started. This, as I mentioned, was something between what you and your 7-year-old daughter, and out of sitting and working with her and working on this form of literature, this art form, you came up with the idea for the book. Let's go back to when she was 7 and talk about how this whole process started.
Yes. She was sort of struggling with her English classes. I hit on the idea of limericks to give her some idea of how the rhythm of poetry.
Yeah, and it's sort of all evolved from there. It's interesting because you mentioned you basically started the story in the middle, and then you went back and filled in the beginning and the end of the story. I'm so impressed as I read the book that the challenges that you had to write in this art form, that was a challenge for you as well. It was something you did to educational purposes for your daughter, but this had to be challenging for you to be able to write it in this form.
I've always been able to do this.
You do it so well. So this is sort of natural for you to be able to do this. But as I'm reading, it's like this just has a natural flow to it. So obviously this is something that that comes natural to you then.
Yes, it is. I've been doing this sort of doggerel for many, many years. But the saga of Moby Beast started right in the middle with the little verse. He trotted along, and its odious pong hung thick in the muggy air, and he saw at last where the beast had passed by a lock of his victim's hair. And that's pretty much in the middle, and everything springs out from one end to the other, so hence the starts and ends all coming together.
Yeah, it's fascinating. The way the story took place. We're talking about the book, the awfully gory and really quite scary Saga of Moby Beast, or The Redemption of Sir Robert. The website, by the way, for Nori is mobybeast.com. You can go there, get information. The book's, of course, available at Amazon, at Barnes & Noble, at bookventure.com. But the website for Nori and the book and all the information is there is at mobybeast.com. When did you decide, after being in this process with your daughter, that I actually could do a book? And I understand your wife was instrumental in that too, in offering encouragement to get you to actually write the book and to have it published.
Yes, that's very accurate. Rosie pushed me for this for quite some time, and I'm pleased she did, because otherwise it wouldn't have happened.
Well, and there are a lot of children around the world that will be pleased as well that she encouraged you to do this when they read the book. And I talked about the illustrations. talk about how you put that together, who the illustrator is, because it really adds so much to the story, because the words jump off the page as you're reading. It's like, wow, this story, as I said before, has a nice flow to it. And then you've got the pictures there that act as sort of a nice supplement to the words. Talk a little bit about that process of getting the illustration, because the illustration really goes right along with the text in the book.
It does, yes. The artist was a Filipino person, Angel de la Pena, and I think he did a really good job. I'm no artist myself, so it was good to have him on board through the original Pod publishers.
So much, as I mentioned, the fact that you know, the words literally jump off the page as you're reading them to a child, or the child is reading, and then you've got the pictures there to actually go along with that. The book, again, is available all across the country, the world. Our guest on today's program, coming to us from New Zealand. The book is called The Saga of Moby Beast, or The Redemption of Sir Robert. It's available literally everywhere books are sold. You can find information at mobybeast.com. Let's talk a little bit about developing the character. Once you started the process in working with your daughter, talk about how you developed the different characters and the storyline for the book. Yes, and you've got quite an imagination as well in telling the story, and you've got the conflict there. And I know one thing that you mentioned in talking about the book, the kids liked the words, what you described as odd words. You've got, in fact, at the back of the book, you've got some words that you made up so the kids can understand exactly what they are, because they've never heard them before. And what other words that they may not have heard but are actual words. Words are so important, obviously, to you in telling the story, aren't they?
Yes. As a child, I was two of my favourite authors were Edward Lear and Lewis Carroll.
Oh yes, yes.
Yeah. And one of my favourite poems was Jabberwocky by Lewis Carroll. I really got into his style of bringing it in new words.
Yes, and you know, you can tell that influence that he had on your writing. And one thing that sticks out as you're reading the book, and the book we're talking about is Saga of Moby Beast, or The Redemption of Sir Robert. One thing that that really jumps out is you treat the reader, in most cases a young person, young adult, you treat them with, you don't talk down to them, do you? You understand their intelligence, and they understand the story. It's something that, again, you don't talk down to them. You're treating them as an intelligent young person.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, they never fail to amaze me. My nephews and nieces, the young ones are quite magical. Their intelligence is amazing.
Yeah, and I read that you mentioned that they all absorb like a sponge. If you throw something out there, you think, okay, they're not going to pay attention to this or remember this, and you find out later they actually hang on every word and remember every word that you said. It's interesting. I mentioned at the beginning the six nephews, three nieces, four grandnieces, five grandnephews might have even gone up since I looked at your bio the last time. What kind of response do you get from family? This has to be rewarding, because you've got your sort of own built-in book club, don't you?
Yes, sort of. Yes. They all enjoy what I've done. I have a collection of limericks and other poetry, and they will love it.
How long did it take you to write the book? From the time you decided, okay, I think I'm going to put some things down on paper and let's see what I have here. Once you started that process until you were finished with the story and satisfied with the story, how long a process was that for you?
Oh, it was quite prolonged because it was one of those things that you do a little bit with and then you may not go back to it for some time and then pick it up from there. So it probably took several years before I actually finished it. I also edited it from time to time. I'd come back and see something that I didn't quite like, I would fix it.
The book we're talking about is Saga of Moby Beast or The Redemption of Sir Robert. The book is dedicated to your brother. Tell me about your brother and why you decided to dedicate the book to him.
I had four brothers at one stage. Three of them have died from cancer at an early age. Norrie Charles was my younger brother. His name was Norris, because that's his first and second name, Norris Charles. I dedicated it to him.
Yes, and the book we're talking about is Saga of Moby Beast or The Redemption of Sir Robert. Book's available at all the usual places. Amazon, you'll find it. Book Venture. Go to the website, mobybeast.com. A few minutes left in the program. I keep mentioning Sir Robert. The book follows the adventures of Sir Robert. It's interesting because he's called upon to come in basically and save the day at the end, and he's battling some demons along the way as well, isn't he? Tell me a little bit about Sir Robert.
Yes, Sir Robert's problem is that in his youth he took the credit for battles won and things like that, where in actual fact he hadn't done a lot of the things that were attributed to him. Not that he told lies or anything like that.
Yeah, and you talk about that where he would take credit and it really wasn't his credit to take, but at the end of the day, he not only slays the beast, as we're talking about, he rescues the maid, and he's there to save the day. And he really turned his own life around, too, didn't he? He basically saved the town and saved himself. It turned his life around.
That's right, and that's his redemption. And from my point of view, I'm happy that the ending is a happy one.
It is, and there's so many stories that the young people will grasp, and stories that you can talk about if you're reading these to young people or reading along with young people. What are you working on now? Do you have something else, another book that you've got on the way to be printed?
Not at the printing stage yet, but yes, I do have another child's book in the wind. The Lemming Tree. That's about all I can tell you at the moment.
Okay, well, you'll keep us hanging for that, and we will stay in touch and love to have you come back and talk about that. The book we're discussing is the awfully gory and really quite scary Saga of Moby Beast or The Redemption of Sir Robert. It's a tale by Norrie Charles, Saga of Moby Beast or The Redemption of Sir Robert. Book is available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Link on directly at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And the website for the book and for Norrie is mobybeast.com. You can, of course, log on and get all the information by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Norrie, I thank you so much for being with us on the program today. Good luck with the book. Really enjoyed having a chance to read it. Excellent job. And we will stay in touch. And hopefully with the new book, we'll have a chance to talk about that as well.
Thank you, Rick.
Well, I really appreciate the opportunity to have you on the program. I really enjoyed that. And once again, the book, it's an excellent read, beautifully done, Saga of Moby Beast, or The Redemption of Sir Robert, available at the website mobybeast.com. And of course, information available at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.